Did you dial it up very much today? How often did you blitz? And I don't know, how risky is that against this team when you get ultra aggressive?
At times, you know, first, second down, you're more of a running team where you had to handle Wilson and Lynch. So you had pressures designed to stop the run more or less than the pass. Then we try to keep them in the pocket on third down. For the most part, we had success.
At halftime, did you make many adjustments? What did you tell the team?
We had to keep doing what we were doing. We didn't want to look at the scoreboard. It was 0-0 for us. We had to go out and take the game.
There were about 7 three and outs straight at that point. I mean, it was an absolute defensive slugfest on both sides of the ball for a stretch there.
Yeah, whatever it takes, you know, whatever it takes. We knew it was going to be like that coming in the game. We knew that we had to play football against their offense and defense. We knew our offense was going to make a play when it was time to make a play, and you know, we came through.
Looks like you guys targeted their interior O-line quite a bit. At least you had some success in that regard. Calais had a couple of sacks, et cetera.
Well, the guys play tough inside. You know, every week we try to take advantage of those two guys, Dockin and Calais, on the inside. And this week they were determined to come out and play. You know, Doc had reminiscence from last year's 58-0, and they had something to prove, and I'm glad they got it done.
So let's wrap it up with Todd Bowles. What's most gratifying to you? What's the best part about this win to you?
Sleeping on the plane. it's a great win, you know. You wish it was a playoff game, but it wasn't. But it was a playoff atmosphere, and it taught the guys to know how good they are and can be.